temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. We're always live on the free Odyssey app.
You made Red Sox history tonight. 5 steals in 5 games.
Here's the pitch as Duran runs. It swung on a miss. The throw not nearly in time, and it shoots into center field, and Duran will scoot over to third. Speed kills, and Duran's 90 feet away.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, we have so many weapons on this team and so many guys that can steal bases, you know, and I got the big guys behind me, so if they're afraid I'm going to steal, hopefully they give Rafi a fastball or something. He'll be able to hit one out so I don't have to run as hard all the time. I could trot around with him every once in a while.
Well, how about that? Red Sox win again. What are they on pace for? I meant to do the math before the show.
It's got to be
like 100 wins.
Absolutely not.
They got to be on pace for like 99, 100 wins. 600 winning percentage over 162. I meant to do this. Am I that bad at math? I think that's like 100 wins. They beat the A's last night, 9-0. And we got plenty to talk about as it relates to the Red Sox. Yeah, crush those numbers, would you, Ryan? I forgot to do that. So we're going to talk to Alex Cora today at 2:30. As I understand it, Fourier wants you to ask him something. Mego, you don't want to do it.
I told Fourier I would ask Alex Cora about taking Ozempic. Like, let me clarify already. If Alex Cora has dabbled in the Zempi. And then I heard Fourier word it on air, and I was like, I'm not asking that.
Well, there's killer whales.
I texted Fourier. Yeah, I was like, never mind, I'm out.
I mean, you know, why do you have to use his wording? Why can't you just ask the question that you just wanted to ask?
Because the important thing is, like, when you hear someone say Ozempic, it sounds like an accusation.
Uh-huh.
And I know Cora's been pretty forthright by talking about how much running he's been doing. And I would be offended if I was, like, in the best shape of my life since being an athlete. And someone was like, yeah, so you're like hitting the Ozempic?
So Fourier is right, Arkan. She's afraid.
Sounds like it, yeah.
I'm afraid of offending
him. These yachts and boats.
Yes.
In different countries.
Yes, he just came back to our show. I'm afraid of offending him. I don't want to send him back to middays.
Okay.
That dumb girl with the big teeth is asking about Ozempic.
I don't know.
Ask him what he thinks about people who do Ozempic and get the temperature that
way. Hey, Fourier, you're a skinny person now. What do you think about Ozempic?
Did you see the Oprah special on this the other day?
Just the more you hang around, the more you believe
you
can hang around.
All right, so that's Alex Cora.
Deep right there.
He's at 2:30 today. We had to move them up by a day because they have a day game tomorrow. Red Sox have a day game tomorrow after they sweep the Oakland A's, because they're going to sweep the Oakland A's because that team is abysmal. Alex Cora had to move up by a day, so we're talking to him at 2:30.
Red Sox are on pace for 97 wins.
Thank you. I knew it was right around 100. 97 wins.
Oh, so
the Yankees are on pace for 162.
Well,
the Yankees were projected to have 97 wins, so that's where you are.
Red Sox you want to argue with the math? They're on pace for 97 wins. That sounds pretty good to me. So we'll talk to Cora at 2:30. It's the return of Two for Tuesdays as well. I will be giving away a pair of tickets at both 2:30 and 3:30 here on Jones and Mego. It's your opportunity to win 2 tickets to see the Red Sox and the O's on Mego's birthday of all days, April 11th at Fenway Park. What a day, Mego.
It's going to be beautiful.
I can't believe there's any tickets left at this station. They just give them all to you for your birthday and the O's in
town?
Seriously,
I could have a whole party there. No, I'm not giving anything.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
So that's at 2:30. Make sure you're listening if you want to win a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox and the Orioles next week. Here on WEEI, it's Jones and Mego with Arcan. Let's get started with another Red Sox win last night, which, honestly, the A's are just terrible. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that.
That was a funny game.
Funny how? Just was, how bad the A's
funny,
are?
Just an error every other inning, every other play, it seemed like. It was funny in the sense, like, we're talking about, are they a fun team? It's fun when the other team just can't, like, throw the ball straight. Like, everybody on the team's Chuck Knobloch, and they're all just throwing the ball into the stands. Like, that's funny. That's entertaining to me.
The A's have made at least one error in every game with 13. The most through five games of the season since the Chicago White Sox in 1995. They had 18 in five games?
That's amazing.
That's like you're trying.
Who was on that team? Can somebody look up the 95 White Sox? And while you're doing math back there, can you also look up the White Sox? It's also the most errors in the first five games of a season for the franchise since Philadelphia had 16 in 1923. They weren't even in Oakland yet the last time they were this bad defensively.
That was Frank Thomas, Ozzie Guillen, Robin Ventura, Tim Raines.
Rock Raines.
That sounds like a good team.
Mike Jevero.
Rock.
Hang on.
Definitely not in the
Ron Karkovice, the catcher. Yeah, this isn't the worst infield I've ever
that's
seen.
That's a good team.
Ray Durham, Ozzie Guillen, Ventura,
Ray
and Frank
Durham
Thomas.
Swiping
yeah.
bags? Oh, my gosh. What a team. They made 18 errors.
Maybe booting balls everywhere.
Maybe the A's have hope after all. So the Red Sox
win. Robin Ventura had 19 errors that year.
9 zip last night. 10 strikeouts from Tanner Houck. No walks. Their pitching, starting pitching one time through the rotation has been incredible. Jaron Duran steals 3 more bases last night. They score 9 runs. They give up none. They're on pace for 97 wins. And I ask you, what's been the story of the Red Sox start? It's only 5 games, but it's all we have. Is it their stellar starting pitching? Is it their aggressive base running? Is it the improved defense? Or, and I hope somebody sitting to my left, this isn't their answer, the soft start to the schedule. What's the biggest story in the Red Sox start, Mego?
I'm sorry, it's the schedule.
Oh, my God.
It's the schedule.
What
I'm sorry.
Hater.
I'm drank my hatery this
Seattle's
morning.
A pretty good team.
They're a good team.
Let me just put it to you this way, okay? Because it's not that, like, you're a horrible team. And it's not that Seattle's a horrible
Honestly,
team.
Honestly, I don't know that from listening
team.
To you.
We're watching a horrible team with the A's. Yeah. Like, that's where you really get to see the difference. What's happening over there in Oakland is just deeply sad to the point that, like, you don't want it televised. You don't want it on radio. If you're an A's fan, it's very sad. But if you just look at the predictions for these teams, like, the Mariners were projected to finish with around 82 wins. Like, that's good. You know, it's not awesome, but it's fine. You're wild card-ish.
So it's a good team. So it's not like they're playing two bum-ass teams. They're playing one good team and one terrible team.
The A's are projected to have, like, in the low 60s. So that's a bum-ass team.
They're bad. That's a bum-ass team, yeah.
Here's the thing, is that
Seattle won 88 last year. So I don't care what they're projected for. They won 88 last year.
I see them at 86.5 in the book I'm looking at.
Oh. All right, I saw from Baseball Prospectus, I had 82.
Ah.
Those nerds don't know anything.
Dweebs. Go with the sports book.
So just look at your division, though. Your division, and again, these numbers are from Baseball Prospectus. Yankees are 95 wins. Orioles, Toronto, and Tampa all somehow land at between 87 and 88 wins. And so I'm looking at it and I'm going, can we just wait? Can we wait until April 10th, April 11th when you see the Orioles? You see somebody in your own division? You see somebody more of the caliber of teams that you're going to compete
wait
with
for what?
In your own division? Wait for your division. Like, wait to see one decent team
I know, but
from
wait
your
to do
division.
What? Wait to buy in?
Yes.
Okay.
Before
you are
I sit
a
here,
hater.
I know. And the rotation looks great. Okay. And I have said a lot about my level of concern with that. I'm just not going to throw a parade for them.
Okay, that's fine.
Playing against the A's. I'm sorry.
Clearly you're not.
Or the Mariners. You split with the Mariners, by the way.
That's not what this question
that's
is.
An
this
okay
I agree.
Team.
That's what I was just going to say, Arcan. This question is not about buying in. This question is about the biggest
well,
story
I
of their start.
These other story topics are not as big because the teams that you're facing are not awesome.
Unbelievable. Okay, Arcan, go. What's your answer?
It's the starting pitching, and it's not even close. I mean, this is one of the best starts, turn of a rotation I've ever seen of any Red Sox team to start the year. They've walked one batter. Like, that's in five games, they've walked one batter and struck out, I want to say, like 37. I wrote this down, but
it's,
now I can't
it's
get
37
to
it.
37
to 1.
37
right.
to yep. 1. That's the highest, I think, strikeout rate and the lowest walk rate. It may not go on all year. It probably won't. I'm not anticipating that it will. But I can't remember one time last year that they went through five through the rotation and they looked like that against anybody. Against the Royals, against the A's, against any team. And the Mariners, by the way, are not one of the worst teams in the league. I mean, at all. They were right there in the wild card last year, and they still have a lot of good guys in that roster, and they have a pretty good rotation, too. So the fact that your starters were able to go toe-to-toe with that Seattle staff and also shut down that lineup, I think was a big story. And if this team, I mean, listen, no one expected this pitching to be anything for this team. If this rotation can give you something, if this rotation can give you stretches like this, then this team could go much further than I think anyone was thinking.
So, look, the pitching's been impressive. I voted base running because I do think it's more sustainable. And I can expand on that coming up. It's fine. It's dorky. I'll expand on that coming up. But I want to hear Cora on the pitching and their approach thus far. Here he is after the game.
We're in a better spot, I think. You know, it started with health. Obviously, it's a different philosophy. We're moving the ball around, you know, but we're moving in the strike zone. I think last year, one of our goals was to throw strikes, and we did throw strikes, but we got hit hard in the strike zone. This year, it's the other way around. And we're going to continue to try to be ahead and finish at bats as soon as possible. I think the guys, you know, with you know, the help of Craig, Andrew, Justin, and the Hope, I mean, Devin, Walk, you know, they bought into the concept, you know, trying to make their arsenal better, which is important. We know that we're going to face a lot of lefties, and one of the problems that we had last year was getting lefties out, right? And righties need to do that, and so far they've done that.
Okay, so we're going to ask Alex Cora about their approach. It doesn't seem like it's a matchup thing anymore. There was a theory that maybe it was a matchup thing with Seattle. They continued it against Oakland. So we'll get to that with Alex Cora, again, about 20 minutes from now. He joins us today at 2:30. We'll also be giving away a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox and the Orioles on April 11th, so stay tuned for that. It's our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mega. What's the biggest story of the Red Sox start? They're starting pitching, their base running, their improved defense, or the soft start to the schedule? You can vote. And you can weigh in, 617-779-7937. Just changing gears quickly, because I do want to get to this before we get to trending, Mego. Larry Lucchino passed away today at the age of 78. Had not been in the greatest health for a while. We spoke to him last year at the Jimmy Fund, and it was it's the first time I ever interviewed him. And I think I said this at the time. You know, and I know I've said it since, and I've been saying this in years past. You know, when John Henry chose Larry Lucchino over Theo, I said it's the worst decision John Henry ever made. It's the biggest mistake he ever made. And I had issues with Larry Lucchino and his approach at the time. But I've come to respect it because the way Red Sox ownership, I feel, doesn't understand how to compete in this city and compete in that sport, what they've forgotten, I underestimated how much of that was Lucchino. You know, I thought Henry and Werner understood and Sam Kennedy understood. They don't understand. They don't get it, or they're ignoring what Lucchino brought. And he had a way to get John Henry to spend on stars. I think Epstein was instrumental in this too. He understood the TV show and the marketability and that stars work in the city. You need stars to succeed in this city. And I think they've lost their way with that. And I wish they had some of that back. Honestly, I do.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish that they had more people like that in their program right now. I mean, look, he means something a little bit different to me in that the ballpark of my childhood was really his baby in Camden Yards. Like he reached every market that he operated in. He left such a big footprint on the fan base there. Just a really sad day. And I'm just so fortunate that we got to sit down with him last summer at the Jimmy Fund telethon.
Yeah, agreed. That was it was nice to get to talk to him. I'd never interviewed him before either. And I think that just sort of you look at the successful years of the Red Sox and of the John Henry ownership and everything like that. Larry was there and had a stamp on just about every single one of those, even 2018. I mean, I know he was gone in 2015, but there was still a really indelible mark, I think, of Lucchino on that team and on the organization in general. And, yeah, sad day, absolutely.
So it's another thing we'll get to with Alex Cora, the legacy that Larry Lucchino leaves behind. I mean, Cora didn't manage while he was still here, but was in the organization as a player. And I'm curious to get his thoughts on that, along with the Red Sox and their start. What's the biggest reason for it? You can weigh in on that at 617-779-7937. Also, what Lucchino meant to the Red Sox, because I do think they could use someone like him in their organization right now. I think John Henry and, you know, Tom Werner, Sam Kennedy, they've lost their way. And I didn't give Larry Lucchino enough credit for that start to their championship run. in the early 2000s. And that's something, again, I've come around on over the years. So you can weigh in on that with all your phone calls. We have Alex Cora joining us at 2:30. We're giving away two tickets to Red Sox and Orioles also at 2:30. So stick around for that. We'll talk to Rob Bradford at 4:30.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, McFarland.
That's again at 4:30, Rob. We have Triple Play 4:45, Megsplaining 5:30, and Bet Roulette. Some picks for tonight at 5:45. Arcam with all the latest in trending. And we're right back with the Red Sox manager, Alex Cora, next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.